Coach, what a difference a turning of the calendar to a new year makes. You're undefeated in 2018. How's this streak of wins impacted the confidence of your team?
Clearly, there's this sense of happiness, feeling of being very positive, and the confidence is evident in the performance, the way we're shooting. More importantly, it's evident in practice, and that then just, I think, ricochets into the game and has us coming into games believing we can win, believing we can play well, and that's the challenge that faces us each time we step on a court.
So looking back on the win Friday night versus St. Bonaventure, a game that was aggressive and physical on both ends, how pleased were you with how the Wildcats rose and kept bouncing off the mat against against the Bonnies?
That's a great way of phrasing it, Rich. We did not play a perfect game. We did not play a beautiful game. But what we did was we kept getting up after getting knocked to the mat. And that's going to happen in the Atlantic 10 Conference, particularly when you play a team like St. Bonaventure, or tonight when you play a team like Dayton. They're very good teams. It's a very competitive league, and you're going to get knocked to the mat. And your ability to respond to that adversity, your ability to respond to a great play by the opponent, things not going well for yourself, that was critical on Friday night, because I think top to bottom of the roster showed at various points throughout the game that we have a second hitting us, and that we kept getting up and staying in the center of the ring.
So Peyton Aldridge is named the co-player of the week once again in the A-10. Talk about his work on both ends of the court.
From both an offensive and defensive standpoint, he is the focus of the opposing team. They usually put their best defender, and they, in many cases, it's a very aggressive physical defense that they play on him. And because of that, it opens up opportunities for other people, and that's something that Peyton plays off very well, because he's so unselfish and so unassuming, and playing any position, any spot on the court allows him to really stretch defenses and create openings for his teammates, and he's a willing participant in that teamwork. On the defensive end, he's always challenged to get rebounds, be the stopper at the rim, play generally the guy that is most versatile in their front court. So he has a challenge of being a stopper on defense as well as being a catalyst on offense.
Let's focus on the Dayton Flyers. A new coaching staff, Anthony Grant, a lot of roster turnover. What should we expect from the Flyers tonight?
Well, their aggression. They certainly are going to be inspired by the 13,000 Dayton fans that show up every game. They're a team that feeds off that emotion. Very evident in their dominating victory over Virginia Commonwealth a week or so ago. They can really score. They have the capacity to kill you in transition because they have such a quick first two steps at all five positions. They're interchangeable in the 1-4 spot, and they'll switch those spots. They'll shoot the three lethally, and they'll do it at the 1-2-3, and they'll bring two guys off the bench, can do it equally as adept. So we're facing a team that is long, quick, explosive athletically, as well as very aggressive offensively.
So finally, Coach, give us a couple of keys to success for the Wildcats tonight.
Well, what's been a real pivotal part of our attack lately has been good defense leads, good offense leads to good defense. We have to make them defend us. We can't come down and fire threes. We can't come down and mishandle a ball. We can't come down and do things, be it dribbling, catching, passing, cutting, without purpose. So making them defend is absolutely pivotal. Then we have to build a wall in transition, stop their initial thrust, and then be a team of defenders in the gaps, helping each other out. And I think if there's one word that would be so important tonight for our team, it's the word help. Help each other get open, help each other move the ball on offense, and help each other defensively in stopping the ball on defense.